Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses. How his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing for the sparkling.
All right, welcome back to it. It is Wednesday. Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show. I appreciate your support. You can find out more at stevegruber.com or dial and be part of the program, 888-900-9966. We also have Facebook, of course. Why wouldn't we? Our next guest has an interesting story to share with us from Traverse City. It's an interesting little story here. Bob Campbell. I mean, he knows good book writing material when he sees it. Former Detroit Free Press editor. Nearly finished the documentary, The Chinese Mirror, when Millikan Auditorium went black. Strong winds, gale force raging outside. Where do we go from there? Well, we better get him on, better get him up to speed here. Bob, welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
How long ago did you leave the paper?
I left right after the 2012 November election.
So fairly recently. Recently. You're still out finding your way around. So tell me about this this book, this crowdsourced chronicle of this August storm. Tell me about this.
Okay, well, it originated like this. I happen to live on Steamboat Point Road, which is what happened to be one of the hardest hit spots, the hardest hit spot in Grand Traverse County. There were places, Glen Arbor Township, on the Leelanau Peninsula, that were arguably impacted even more by the storm.
Just pounded. And just so for the listeners, just for the benefit of anybody listening in now, this is August 2nd of this year when these storms came through, and they raged pretty much from Harbor Springs south along the Lake Michigan coastline. You know, Sleeping Bear Dunes got pounded. The area where you were got just pounded with, and it wasn't a tornado, it was just straight line winds, right?
Correct. It was what they call, the meteorologists explained to me in the aftermath, a bow echo storm. It is very, very uncommon in Michigan, but relatively common in the tornado alley, the Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, Missouri, states like that. And as it hit the Leelanau County shoreline, you would see, and I know you can't do this on radio, but the radar shows this very pronounced, almost looks like an archer's bow,
right?
That widens, and whereas a tornado would have a relatively small width to it, incredible force and damage, this could be miles wide, and it was miles wide in many places. And it just did incredible damage to, it brought down so many trees, and that was the big thing. But there was also a lot of hail associated with it, and that was a big, big problem for the farmers who own fruit orchards.
Oh yeah, got pounded as well.
Apple and pears.
Yeah, because the even the fruit that survived on the trees was damaged, and so therefore, if the skin was torn on the fruit itself, it was damaged. But the trees, because the cadmium layer was destroyed on many of the trees, so a lot of those orchards are going to suffer tree loss because of that storm. Now, I wrote it out just north of you. I was on the southern edge of Lake Charlevoix in Boyne City the day the storm came through. We avoided the right in the vortex. So you got hit right square on, and I got kind of a glancing blow up there. But even where we were, you know, it was merciless. And
yeah.
Brutal. I mean, so you decided to write this book. Tell us about the book.
Well, so in the aftermath of the storm, a very good friend of mine, Doug Weaver, had read in the Traverse City newspaper, the Record Eagle, that Skigamog Point was one of the hard-hit areas. And sent me an email asking how we did, and my wife and I needed to leave the morning after the storm because my daughter was getting married in Virginia. So we were down there, but had seen enough of it, had been able to get out, got some tree people here the very next morning to get out of our driveway because we had 7 trees over our driveway. And I wrote him a long explanation, as I'm usually pretty long-winded and over-explain things. And at the end of it, I said, Doug had just started up a new publishing company in Traverse City with a couple partners. And I said, you know, I think there might be a quick turnaround book in this.
And so you decided to go ahead and do that. Apparently he had an interest in Doug Weaver, and you decided to get together on this project.
Doug has two partners, Ann Stanton and Heather Shaw, and he met with them, and Heather came up with the idea that there was my part of it. Somebody needed to basically do the journalism for the book, to go out and do lots of interviews and tell the best stories and explain the science of the storm and all that. But it was Heather's idea to make this a crowdsourced photo book, because it's not like you can hire the best photographer in the world and ask him to go out and recapture the images that people saw as the storm was moving through. So I would say a very high percentage of the pictures in the book is 80-85% photographs. And most of those came from people who shot them with their iPhones, their Samsungs, because they were there. They pulled them out of their pockets and shot what they were seeing in front of them.
It's a long way from when you started in the paper business, isn't it?
Oh, very long.
Yeah, people didn't have those back in the day. You know, heck, we were lucky to have a Polaroid Instamatic or whatever, Kodak Instamatic or a Polaroid, you know, instant camera. And now everybody's got cameras, it seems. So you do, I mean, you do have the benefit of having resources we didn't have in the years gone by.
Yes, I would. I mean, you have seen how people's cell phones and the cameras on them, not only for still pictures but videos, have become a very important source for news sources. As well as documenting situations that have become important for law enforcement.
Well, sure, absolutely, because you can, you know, you've got a video witness, if you will, a video witness of just about everything. Anyway, how can people find this book, Bob? We got to run, but real quickly, where can they find it?
Well, they can find it in Horizon Books in Traverse City. And there will be other sources locally in the area. There are several sources up in Glen Arbor. They can get it on Amazon, both as a Kindle edition and the actual Hold in Your Hands book. And yes, it's widely available and becoming more widely available up here very quickly, and it's selling fast.
All right. Storm struck when supercharged winds slammed Northwest Michigan by Bob Campbell and his team. Check it out. It's Wednesday on the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.